Well, last week I started a little series that I'll actually wrap up today. So I don't know if you can call that a series or not, but two-parter, and called the Practice and the Power of Gratitude. And we're going to get into some important, I think, powerful, helpful things for us today. Let's all look in Psalm 92, verse 1. Help me out with the first three words here. All right, one more time. It is good. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. It is good to give thanks. It is good to give thanks. And you know this word, yada, Hebrew word. It's one of the words that we are able to express thanks to the Lord. It is vocal. It is verbal. It is to say and to give thanks, to express thanks, but it also remember that it's physical, it's active, it's to shoot out, to extend the hands, and to give thanks in that way. And this verse is one of 114 places in the Old Testament where yada is used, just one of the ways that we give thanks. Now, it says it is good to give thanks. It's good to give thanks. First of all, it is good because it's right and it's proper to give thanks. How many of you know if somebody does something for you, it's polite, it's proper. You should thank them. It is good and proper that you do that. But the Bible also says this word also means it is good and beneficial. But it's good and beneficial for you. So it's right and proper that we give thanks to the Lord. Let me just pause for a moment. How many of you, God's been good to you at all? Okay. Then it's not good for you to walk around and act like he hasn't done anything for you. It is not good for you to rise up or lie down or go through your day and not thank the Lord. That is not good. It is right, it is proper, it is fitting that you give thanks to the Lord. But then it's also good for you. It's right and beneficial. It's good and beneficial for you to give thanks. It's actually vital, I think, to your well-being. From the inside out, it's kind of the design, divine design, that how God has made you. Let me give you this principle again. The soul is healthy when gratitude is present. Read it with me. The soul is healthy when gratitude is present. And guess what? And vice versa. The inverse of that would be true too. That when gratitude is not there, and we looked at some of that last week. Actually, everything is better. Actually, everything is more healthy when gratitude is present. You know, when just sharing together in a meal with somebody, it's better when there's gratitude. How many of you cooked Thanksgiving? Now, like, you were the cook. Okay. I see teams, too. All right. I clean stuff up and move things around and so forth. But how many of you know it feels good when somebody, thank you. Thank you for that. It makes everything better. Any interaction, thank you. I mean, even you let somebody go ahead of you in traffic or through a door, the thank you, the gratitude makes everything better and more healthy when gratitude is present. I believe that gratitude is probably one of the most essential and important ingredients that could be in your whole being. Because when gratitude is there, it's a whole different thing as when gratitude is not there. Look with me in Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. It says, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Whatever you do, word or deed, make sure, bottom line, you're giving thanks to God. Now, how many of you know, and we saw this in a recent series I did called Battlefield of the Mind, that science and scripture often hold hands. See, we're told sometimes in our modern smart world that they're so separate. But actually, God, the creator God, the only wise, forever, eternal God, he's not offended by this. It actually works together so often. And so science and scripture actually hold hands on this whole idea of gratitude being good for us. And we went into a lot of the studies of that even last week in this series. But as you practice, now follow this, as you practice gratitude, watch me, in thought and word, as you practice gratitude in thought and word, you actually rewire your neural pathways in your brain, and it creates a lens of gratitude that you live through. So how many of you have had some crummy stuff happen in life? Okay, there you are now, okay. How many of you have ever been let down before? How many of you ever messed anything up before? All right, and on we go. And you know what? If you're not careful, that's what you'll think about. That's what you'll talk about. And that's how you'll wire your brain. Nothing goes well for me. Something's going to get messed up. We go through all that, and you wire your brain in such a way that you live in dread. You live just with that expectation something's going to go wrong. I'd rather live with the lens of gratitude that is so much better for you. And you can literally rewire your brain. Science, scripture, how I think, how I speak. It is good for you to give thanks to the Lord. And in doing so, it's way better than living with negativity or dread or impatience or discontent. Can I tell y'all, negativity, dread, impatience, and discontent is not fun to be around. And it's not good for you. You're not fun yourself when that's going on. And so let's make sure that we are always grateful. And we're going to talk about how we can do that today. Again, a big part of it is going to be our thoughts and our words. And gratitude helps us to shift from what is wrong to who's with us and who can help us. And so there's always going to be something wrong, but there's always someone, capital O, who is with us and who can help us. Amen. Thank you for that. Amen. Do I have another? All right, there we go. Psalm 107, verse 8, it said, "Oh, that men, oh, that people would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." It's two categories that we're going to kind of look at here. We're going to thank God for his goodness, and we're going to thank God for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let's just stop again here. God has been good to us. I want you to think about it. God has been good to you. God has been good to you. And I don't know everybody. I don't know your whole story, but I promise you, God's been good to you. I said, God's been good to you. You may not even be following the Lord right now. He's been good to you. He's been good to you. He's been good to all of us. Amen. And we have to, that is our starting place that we have to realize this. He's been good to us in a million little ways. I mean, we can't even keep up with it all. And he's been good to us in a vast number of huge ways as well. And some things that God is and some things that God does are so big and so incredible, you could never thank him enough. You know, what if somebody saved your life? Literally. What if somebody saved your life? The statement would be, I could never thank you enough. What if somebody rescued one of your children? I could never thank you enough. Well, can I tell you, on the whole scale of things, God has done so much for you, big things and a million little things, you could never thank him enough. So what do we do? What do we do? Then thank him every time you think of it. Thank him every time you approach him. What if that person who'd rescued one of your children or you or done something just so incredible for you and you see them coming, wouldn't it rise up in you that, thank you. I mean, forever you would just be grateful. And I'm trying to tell you, God is so good to you and been so good to you. Every time you think of him, every time you approach him, every time you speak to him, I think you should bring it up again. Thank you for saving me. Thank you that I'm not going to hell. Thank you. It should just be a part of how we approach him all the time. Colossians 2:7 says, we should be abounding in thanksgiving. That New Testament Greek word for abounding actually means exceeding all numbers. So it's just like we're not even counting. It's just like, Lord, I'm just so grateful. And whether we say it, show it, feel it, whatever. There should be gratitude. We should always be grateful. Can I get an amen today? Amen. Now, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18, it says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. I want you to notice that in everything, in everything. It actually means this, during or through anything. So one of the postures we have to have, I ask again, how many of y'all been through anything? How many have been through some good stuff? Troubled stuff. I mean, it's all of us here. In that, you are to give thanks. In, during, going through something, make sure that you're not just watching, just waiting. Make sure that you're actively being grateful to the Lord, giving him thanks. Now notice this verse, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always for all things. Look at me. I'm not thankful for all things. Are you? I mean, what if you left church today and you got a flat, and I pray this doesn't happen, but you got a flat tire. I'm going to worry about you if you go out there, oh, thank God. Yes. Or what if your car got stolen? It ain't going to happen here, I promise you that. But what if your car got stolen? Well, if it's a real junker, you might be, yes, thank God. Thank God. It's gone. It's gone. Praise God. Now, there's things that we're not thankful for. So what on earth is Scripture telling us? Give thanks for all things. Well, guess what? We've got to pass on this because that word for, New Testament Greek word, actually is the Greek word huper, H-U-P-E-R, and it means over, above, beyond. So I'm not thanking God for this. I'm thanking him over this. I'm thanking him beyond this, okay? So we can always, always be grateful. Now, Scripture's very clear that we are to always be grateful, practicing gratitude, living with a mindset of being grateful. That's the way God intends for us to live. It's the best way to live. And when we live God's way, life will go better, and we'll be better at life, actually, too. I want to share a few things with you so that we can always be grateful. Everybody say, always grateful.
Always grateful.
That's the posture we have to have. That's the best way to live, is to always, always grateful. We're always grateful, first of all, for the eternal. The eternal. Come on, say it. The eternal. Think about this. These are the biggies. These are the higher, greater gifts and promises. These are the things that far transcend just our daily, regular life. Eternity. Things that are eternal. 2 Corinthians 4 tells us that we have temporary troubles and afflictions. I said, don't study that. Don't stare at that so much. Instead, consider the eternal glory that's beyond that. Message paraphrase says, the troubles you're going through right now are small potatoes compared to the coming good times in eternity. You've got to realize that we can be grateful for the eternal. Here's some eternal things. Salvation. Here's something eternal. The forgiveness of sins. Here's something that has eternal impact. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came and went to a cross. That's why every remembrance of a cross, that's why we got a giant one out front and a giant one out back and a giant one, well, except on baptism day. To remind you. I wear one on my wrist just as a reminder. Just a reminder, because that's it. That's it. That's the hinge pin of everything, is Jesus Christ died for you and died for me, and it has eternal results for all of us, including our sins being forgiven. And our sins are forgiven, but that only lasts for 3 months, and then it's got to be paid for again. No. I'm joking with y'all. Y'all hear me? You know, there's so many things. It's time to renew on this, and this has run out, and your subscription runs out. I'm telling you that the forgiveness of sins because of the blood of Jesus Christ washes those away. They're separated us forever, thrown into the sea of forgetfulness. Amen. Eternal things, unending love and mercy, steadfast, unfailing, never-ending, unconditional love and mercy of God. Hope and help for the future. No more pain. No more suffering. All things made right. All things made new. The Holy Spirit who will never leave us, never forsake us. The Word of God that lives and abides and endures forever. And guess, and we just spend a little bit of time on this. 1 minute after you die, if you're a believer, heaven is eternal. Heaven is eternal. We thank God for the eternal. Secondly, we thank God for the everyday. The everyday. And realize that the spiritual and the natural are very interwoven, especially for a believer. And because of that, every day I have His mercy. And I'm thankful. And every day I have His grace. And guess what? His grace is always enough. I wish y'all were here for this message today. Every day His grace is enough. And every day His grace will help us with it, whatever we need. And every day He gives us wisdom. And every day He gives us favor. We're never alone and we're never without help. That's the everyday kind of stuff. And then beyond that, the gift of life every day. You woke up today. Did you know studies show that about 1 million people in the United States will not wake up on any given day? And it's not that they're still sleeping, it's that they've passed. I was thankful this morning that I woke up. Amen. That I have breath, that I have life, that I can move. Basic provision every day. I woke up and I was in my home. I was sheltered. Some people don't have that. I have food today and clothing today and transportation today. And I before I left for church early this morning, it was still dark. I let my dog outside and I got my dog and there was a nice little breeze and the sky was beautiful and it was in my yard and I was just thankful. I'm just thankful. And then people in your life. You've got your family. I'm so thankful for my wife. I'm so thankful for my children and their families and my grandchildren. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for my friends and my coworkers and my neighbors, most of them. And but we're thankful for the everyday. Amen. Here's the next one. Thankful for the expected. Now, not just, oh, I was expecting that, but it's this. It's thanking God in faith for something. It's confident expectation that God will keep His promises. It's thanking God that He'll come through for me. I may not see it now, but it's thanking God in advance. It's like maybe everything hasn't come together yet. Maybe everything's not fully resolved. Maybe some things are still uncertain, but we can lay our confidence at the feet of Jesus and say, thank you, I know you'll come through. I know you keep your promises. I know you'll never let me down. I know you'll never forsake me. I know that there's nothing too hard for you. And to thank Him in advance. Jesus did it. Jesus, before the miracle of the loaves and fishes, He thanked God before it happened. Jesus, outside of the tomb of Lazarus, thanked God before the miracle. And I think that part of our gratitude is not just the eternal and not just for the everyday, but faith, get this, faith says, thank you. When you have trust in Him, when you have confidence in Him, even though it's not all there yet, God, I thank you that you're working. I thank you that you'll keep your word. I thank you that you'll work this out. Gratitude. Stay grateful for the expected. Amen? Amen. All right. It's going to go up on the difficulty scale right about now. Always grateful for the eternal. Always grateful for the everyday. Always grateful for the expected. Here we go. Always grateful for the elusive. The elusive. What does that mean? It's hard to find. Sometimes we go through some difficult things. Sometimes you maybe even go through something tragic. Guess what? There's always going to be something to thank God for. We've walked in years, decades of ministry, we walked through so many tragedies and tough times with a whole lot of people, and I'm so certain of it now. I'm so certain of it now. There's always something to thank God for. Always, always, always. And sometimes this is all you can see to start with. He's with me. Even though I would walk through the valley of the shadow of, I don't even know what we're walking through, he's with me. And I'll tell you what, if you've got something to thank him for, that he's with you, that he's with you. Amen. There are many spiritual disciplines, prayer, silence, solitude, Bible reading. There's a number of those. One of the spiritual disciplines is gratitude. And that gratitude is not just picking up the easy pickup. Oh, that was a blessing. And look, there's a butterfly. And, you know, yeah. But the spiritual discipline of gratitude will mine and dig and find something to be grateful for. And make sure, because I'm telling you, I don't care what you're going through. I care, but I'm saying no matter what it would be that you might be going through, I'm telling you there's an X factor. There's something in there. You're going to come out of that season. You're going to come out of that situation. And I gained this, and I got that, and I grew this, and I found this during that situation. We've all been there. We come through things, and it's like I came out better somehow. I never would have voted to go through that. But having gone through it, I came out with something. Go ahead and start thanking God for it now that he's with you. He'll show you. He'll get you through. Amen. Matthew Henry, some of you will know his name. Matthew Henry, Bible commentaries. He was actually like in the 16, 1700s. He was an author and a pastor. And one evening walking home, he was mugged. And he was robbed and beaten. And he went home and he wrote this in his diary. And I've shared this with you before, probably about 6 months ago even. But it just so speaks to me. Get this. He was mugged. And he goes home and he writes this in his diary. Let me be thankful. First, because I was never robbed before. Second, although they took my purse, they did not take my life. Third, because although they took my all, it was not that much. And fourth, because it was I who was robbed and not I who robbed. Amen. There's always something to be grateful for. Always grateful for the eternal. Always. Always grateful for the everyday. Always grateful for the expected. Always grateful for the elusive. And lastly today, gratitude is a spiritual weapon. Gratitude is a spiritual weapon. Gratitude is not just this passive, polite, oh, I should say thank you. I'm talking about with God here. Gratitude pushes back fear. Gratitude silences anxiety. Gratitude breaks the grip of discouragement. David woke up and found that he was surrounded by his enemy, and you know what he did? He praised and thanked God. Paul and Silas locked up in a prison in conditions that you don't even want to describe. And they chose in the midnight hour in their pain and in their hopelessness to become hopeful and to sing praises to God and to give him thanks. Habakkuk, it said the stalls are empty and the fields have failed. But he chose even in that to go ahead and rejoice and to give God thanks. Expressed gratitude, it cuts through everything else. And it signals this, that God is bigger, that God is present, and God is fighting for me. It's a weapon. And I'm going to tell you where the enemy of your soul would like to keep you: in fear, anxiety, and discouragement. But when you choose instead, no, I'm going to thank God. I'm going to thank God. Based on all that we talked about, I'm going to thank God. And you'll be thanking him because he's bigger and he's with you and he's fighting for you. And every time you give thanks, guess what? The enemy loses ground. And we gain that ground back. Amen. Thank God. Always grateful. Say it. One more time. Always grateful. Well, I got this going on. We already talked about that. Well, this might, and that might. Always grateful. Always grateful. Amen. That's how God wants us to live. The enemy wants to keep you so far from that. Push right past it. Thoughts, words coming up out of your heart. Always grateful. Watch what God will do. Amen. Did y'all get anything at all out of this today? Good. I pray so.